Hello and welcome to Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, decide to delve into the middle or even the end of a comic series to see if I can figure out what was actually going on. Today we'll be looking at Ghost Rider 2099, number 16, published by Marvel, written by Len Kaminski, and art by Ashley Wood. A 2099 book. Been wondering when I would get around to one of these. The line has always been rocky where a series could lie anywhere on the enjoyable spectrum, where X-Men 2099 is awful. Punisher 2099 started good and turned strange, like it tried to emulate Judge Dredd, but failed. And Doom 2099, which was surprisingly good. This one, however, is a bit harder to determine. This specific issue takes place after Doom is taken over as President of the United States, as noted by the One Nation Under Doom symbol on the cover. The Ghost Rider of this universe appears to be a cyborg or android that has taken the Spirit of Vengeance, working as a federal marshal, most likely appointed by Doom himself, hunting down criminals and, more specifically, Synergy. He appears to have a shaky alliance with that of this future S.H.I.E.L.D., and if it is anything like Punisher's public eye, it is just as corrupt and inefficient. The art is a mixed bag. I love how the flames of Ghost Rider's head wisp around and grow more wild as if he's moving around in a fight or growing angrier and impatient. However, constant black and darkened backgrounds make it difficult to determine what is actually going on in the panel. All in all, I can't recommend this title, but I won't tell you to stay away. I then have to say, go for it when reading this, but only if you're geared for disappointment like the majority of other 2099 titles. Even the rebirth they just did recently doesn't help them. If you like what I do and have any recommendations for series for me to look at, you can reach me at my Twitter handle, @ask_DPGI. Thanks for listening.